thrives. I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Make the call right now. Pat's waiting for your call. Sitting right by the phone. 702-396-9449. At 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Coming up, we're going to talk with Ward 2 City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. We're going to talk about a shooting at a swimming pool back on Memorial Day and what has been going on behind the scenes since then, and how they are now getting closer to bringing people to justice that were involved in the shooting. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. And don't forget, $250, our $50 gas card giveaway. We'll tell you how to win. All you got to do is be listening, man. That's all you got to do. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Things got heated on day two of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham asked the nominee what she felt about a 31% recidivism rate for those detainees released from Guantanamo Bay.
Is that high, low, about right?
I don't know how it strikes me overall.
It strikes me. It's terrible.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. That led to a heated debate between Graham and Committee Chairman Democrat Dick Durbin.
What does it matter when it goes back to we had them and they got loose and they started killing people?
Well, I could just say that
if you're one of the people killed in 2005, does it matter to you when we release them?
Senator Graham suggesting the nominee may be too soft on the terrorist suspects held at Guantanamo Bay. Bob Agner reporting.
Multiple tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas and Oklahoma, causing injuries and widespread damage. In Texas, Jacksboro Independent School District Superintendent Brad Burnett tells KDFW-TV an elementary school and the Jacksboro High School suffered extensive damage.
With our cafeteria being damaged and substantial damage here, I don't know when power will be restored. We've had to have the gas shut off to both campuses, so I don't see us having school for this week for sure. We'll get assess the damage and get it cleaned up and try to resume classes as soon as possible.
The storm is moving into Louisiana and Mississippi later on this evening. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday that she's tested positive again for COVID-19 and will not accompany President Biden to Europe for urgent meetings on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Psaki tweeted that she took a test in preparation for Wednesday's trip and it came back positive. On Wall Street, the Dow by 254 points, the NASDAQ rose 270, the S&P 500 advanced 50, oil down 36 cents to $111.76 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 204. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
Governor Steve Sisolak is asking Clark County DA Steve Wolfson not to prosecute the man who threatened and harassed him while he was trying to eat at a Las Vegas restaurant with his wife and one of his daughters 3 weeks ago. The governor said the media coverage of the case might receive would provide a small minority of Nevadans with more of an opportunity to spew their vile. That's a quote. He said he would prefer the media pay attention to the thousands of acts of kindness that Nevadans perform and to resist the temptation to focus on a few disgusting acts of a handful. The driver of the North Las Vegas car crash, which killed 9 people, including a family of 7, had high levels of cocaine, PCP, and alcohol in his system. A just-released autopsy report shows there is no doubt that Gary Robinson was impaired when he caused the deadliest car crash in Nevada history. Investigators say Robinson accelerated his Dodge Challenger to more than 100 miles per hour before running a red light at Cheyenne and Commerce, smashing into the back of a minivan on January 29th, killing the 7 people inside, and at least 4 others were injured in that crash.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Be alert if you're out there on Blue Diamond Road right now between Fort Apache and US 95. The crews are out there doing survey work for the next 3 days on Blue Diamond Road. So that's both directions between Fort Apache and U.S. 95.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, off and running. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, March 22nd. Last Friday, of course, the filing deadline all across our state. It was a busy, busy day politically last Friday. Joining us now, always good to have her on, from Ward 2, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. That we normally open up with policy questions and what's going on in Ward 2, but I want to see if we can get a general sense of the status of your reelection campaign. How's it going so far?
I think it's going great. You know, we've done a lot in the community, and my team and I are 7 days a week, all day long. You know, we address issues and concerns that come to us. We've really done our best to keep the community safe, and public safety is number one in this ward. And we work really close with Metro on everything that we do. So I don't hear much about anybody else in the race, but we're just doing our job.
Well, I want to ask you about what went on last night. I know you had a senior safety event last night. You do so much stuff that's out in the community, but it directly impacts your constituents, whether it be seniors or young people or whatever.
Absolutely. And so we had a senior seminar, but, you know, there were a lot of people that came. You didn't have to be a senior to come, because guardianship really affects everyone. And we had Vegas Voice, Ronna Goodman, and Dan Roberts, who really pushed forward guardianship reform in this state and led to the arrest of April Park, who was really destroying families. And so they are continuing to go through the state and talk about how people can protect themselves from and making sure that their family members, whether they're out of state or whether they're here. I changed that law when I was in the legislature, that now even if you're the person you wish to be your guardian from out of state, they can do that now. And I didn't, the laws were so archaic, I couldn't even believe they were on the book. But Ronna is still taking her time to go out and educate people on doing that. And then we had Metro there. We always invite them to join us at our events, and they talked about senior scams. So it was just a really great event for the community, and it really puts them close with Metro, so they understand that they have, you know, that they have a relationship with Metro.
Well, and one of the things I like about you and your approach to good government is that you have the ability to bring all these different groups together, whether it be Metro, whether it be other folks in the community, The Voice, whatever it might be. It gives you the opportunity to bring all these different groups together. Is last night pretty much an example of that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I really get to know the different groups and the different people in the community so that I can do that. And when people call me or my office and there's a problem, and, you know, again, we don't know everything as elected officials, but when you put yourself out there to learn about everything going on. People will come to you, and then you can network it with other groups and put everybody who needs to be together just to make the community better. And I got to tell you, Vegas Voice, Ronna Goodman, Dan Roberts, they're just amazing. They put another kind of group together with Metro where now they're checking up on neighbors. So we had a meeting with them. They had a concern about this. And so for seniors now, Ronna Goodman can be contacted, and she's working with Metro in order to do well checks on people. So there's just some great things that we're doing in the community and just trying to keep our most vulnerable population, you know, seniors, children, animals safe.
I want to ask you, and again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2, running for re-election, a news conference on a pool shooting that occurred back on Memorial Day, and the fact that there's been a lot of stuff percolating behind the scenes. Can you talk a little bit about what you know?
Right. Well, there was a shooting last Memorial Day weekend over in Ward 2, believe it or not, and it was at the Pavilion Pool Center, which is a city building. Somebody had rented it out under a pretense, and there was a party, and there were some gang members that showed up, and over 150 shots were fired in the parking lot where two people were hurt. But for 150 rounds in near a high school, near a church, in a city facility, we are so lucky that only two people were shot and they weren't seriously injured. Three suspects, were finally arrested. Here's what I have to commend Metro on. These three suspects were arrested when no one spoke, no one talked. These are the kind of people that don't talk to police. And through forensics, working with the ATF, Metro has now identified five suspects, arrested three. Two of them are still on the run, but they have active arrest warrants. And if people go to my Facebook page, they can see a picture of the suspects and call Crime Stoppers. I have to tell you, Metro did an amazing job. We are so lucky to have them. Here's the bad news. The three suspects that were arrested are now out on bail. So this is why elections matter. This bail reform is outrageous. You've got five people who shot off 150 rounds. They could imagine how many people could have been killed. And three of them, the ones that were arrested, are out on bail. We need legislators that understand that we need tougher penalties for these violent acts.
And the amazing thing is that if you go to 100 people and you ask them, who's your member of the assembly or who's your state senator?
They don't know them.
Yeah, yeah. 80% won't know anything, and another 10% will know, well, I think it's a lady, don't know, that kind of thing.
And they don't understand until it happens to them that a criminal breaks into their home or what have you, assaults you, then you realize, oh, this person is out on bail. So people need to understand, and people running for office need to talk about what's happening in the community. I go door to door and talk to constituents. And one of the first doors in this campaign that I knocked, she said, what is Metro doing about crime? I said, they're doing a fabulous job. The problem isn't Metro. The problem is your legislators that really want justice reform and bail reform. And so these people who are breaking in, they come out and then they go right back to, you know, there's no consequences. There's no accountability. So, yes, people would be shocked if they, just like the guardianship laws that I delved into and found how archaic they were. People need to delve in what's on the NRS statutes for burglary, for going into a Target and walking out with $1,000 in goods in your basket. Nothing. You don't get arrested, you get a ticket. And so this needs to change.
I know the mayor rolled out a program the other day for more affordable housing. Can you talk a little bit about affordable housing and what you've done about it over the last couple of years and what the city is embarking on now?
Well, this is good. What we've done is there's a golf course, Desert Pines. It happens to be in Councilwoman Diaz's ward. And it's a losing golf course, and the city owns it. And what we decided to do, since it was losing money, is we decided to buy out our contract with the people who were managing in it. And so we're going to use that property to build affordable housing. Now, we can build up to 1,800 multifamily units, a dwelling such as that. They could be multi-units, maybe single units, maybe senior. What we plan to do is what's called an RSOQ or an RFP. That opens solicitation for bidding for developers to submit a plan. So that is where we're at right now. That I think it's great. I think it's fabulous. I mean, we now have a property that we can put affordable housing on that right now is simply losing money and just sitting there.
And is there an application that might be in the offing somewhere down the road for Ward 2? Do you have areas that are either underdeveloped or misdeveloped and might be a candidate for this kind of program down the road?
Probably not. Probably not. Not in Summerlin. You know, a lot of our area is Howard Hughes area, and it's, you know, part of our city overlaps with them. And so I don't see that in the near future. Plus, we don't have a lot of vacant land here in Ward 2. We've got a lot of development, except for Howard Hughes, which is building houses as we speak.
Yeah. I want to ask you, just in our final couple of minutes, there have been all kinds of reports and rumblings and online stuff and social media stuff about dirty campaigning. What is going on in that area? Have you seen evidence of that in your race?
Oh, absolutely. Here's how I feel about it. When somebody runs for office, we have to sign something that says we won't negative campaign. But, you know, people that can't run on their accomplishments or their vision will attack an incumbent or an opponent. And it's just nasty, dirty stuff. And I have to say, being out in the field, people don't like it. People don't like it. I've suffered with some fake websites and so forth. But you know what, Kevin? I fight back. We went back at them with legalities, filed a lawsuit against the John Doe, and since then it just got taken down a couple days ago. And it's sad that your opponent, you know, wants to ride along on the negative. I think that if people are worthy of getting elected, if they can run on their vision and their accomplishments. And I, you know, it's never worked. People who want to sling mud, you know, they don't get elected. And, you know, so I just think that people need to run on their own vision.
It will be interesting to see if what you have done over the course of your career as a city councilwoman. I mean, you got an impressive track record. I mean, you got something to run on.
Thank you, Kevin. I just love my community, and I want to continue to be a great public servant.
In our final couple of minutes, what is it you need? Do you still need volunteers? Do you still need call banks, call centers? Do you need money?
We need all of the above. So people can go to my website at victoriaseaman.com, and they can also send me an email. They can also call me up. You know, I get calls every day. I get people who message me on Facebook. People call my office. Don't call my office for the campaign, my city office. That's for city business. But you can call me personally, 702-466-0407. Happy to bring you a yard sign or take your donations or whatever you want to do for the campaign.
Hey, Victoria, always good to talk to you. And thanks for the update on Ward 2 and what's going on there. There's a lot of stuff going on. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stuff's going on out there. I mean, there's always something happening in Ward 2. I don't know why. It's probably Victoria Seaman. She's very, very active. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. And I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're 25 minutes away from giving away a $50 gift card, our way of saying, it's actually a gas card, our way of saying thanks for listening. You know, we have so much death and destruction and divisiveness on this program. I love it when something comes down the pike that is uplifting, cool, fun. And that's why when Tucker Carlson